Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The holding of this panel discussion is an opportunity to constructively encourage Myanmar to step up its effort to protect the human rights of the Rohingya and other ethnic and religious minorities. Again, amidst the uncertainties of Myanmar's current situation, Indonesia believes that efforts towards building a peaceful and united society in Myanmar require a crucial ingredient, which is protecting the rights of minorities. Against this backdrop, we would like to address three main points. First, the willingness of all policy-making parties in Myanmar to engage in dialogue with each other is key to acknowledge and comprehensively address the complex root causes of systematic discrimination, marginalization, violations, and abuses. To untangle the multifaceted human rights challenges suffered by minorities, not one person or group should be left behind. Second, the willingness of the authorities to improve the treatment of minorities must be demonstrated by immediate cessation of the use of military force and access for humanitarian assistance. To prevent further displacement of Rohingya Muslims and other minorities internally and across the borders. Lastly, we encourage the fair and equal treatment of minorities for their civil, political, and economic rights. Addressing the rights of minorities through real policy action will be essential for further preventing deepening inequalities and depriving minority communities of the primary means for survival. To enrich our discussion today, we wish to ask the panel, amid the democratic challenges facing Myanmar today, how can the UN system or states sustain or realize initiatives on the ground in strengthening inter-community and inter-religious dialogues, addressing hate speech, and providing human rights education, particularly for the youth? Thank you.